All right, so here we go on October 28th, 2019, another Monday evening episode with Win Free and Terry Brown, both located in Arizona, in the town of Sedona. And we await for them to present themselves. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. Every time you hear a ding, that's another person calling in live to the show. And after this hour episode, we will go over to a conference call only accessible by phone, which is the Whole Planet Healing Call. Every day we do this. The phone number is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-#. We gather at 7 Pacific time, 7 days a week. And after about 10 to 15 minutes, we start the call. Win leads the call. Win Free usually reads an excerpt from the channel materials, whereafter we go over a list of things nationwide, worldwide, that we want to send our healing prayers to. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Oh, hi. It's Shirley from Columbus.
Hello. Hi. Good evening, Shirley. Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Antonio.
I was going to say that I'm turning 21 for the second time.
And the first time was 23 years ago.
Yes.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Thank you. All right.
Hi, Roger.
And someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa, California.
Good evening, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi, hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, guys. Hi, Antonio. The guys I don't recognize for the voice. That's why I say hi, guys.
Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Guys and gals.
Guys and gals.
Or chickens and roosters. Well, I'll be 44.
Well, happy birthday.
Good evening. Two more people joined in. Welcome. Please say a name or location.
Hi, guys. It's Phyllis from Squim, Washington.
Welcome, Phyllis. Good evening.
Thank you. Good to meet you.
Hi, Phyllis.
Did I hit Don?
Yeah, Don from Northern Ohio. Hi, Antonio. Hi, Phyllis. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don. Thanks.
Ding.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Hi, everyone. It just felt like I had a birthday, and now it's here again. It's real fast.
Time is going very quickly for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What day is your birthday, Antonio?
Tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday. Hey. We'll sing tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can't believe there's somebody that didn't know that.
Buddy, fun.
Hey, he's
Don, you make me laugh lots of times.
Good one, Don.
He's still happy about his. He's not trying to hide his.
And I welcome all those that have joined in online through BBS. Thank you so much for being here. Happy Monday.
I'm a Scorpio.
Someone else joined in. Good evening to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, how's your electricity?
I got it back on. I came on this afternoon.
Oh, that's wonderful. Good news.
Yeah.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hi, everybody.
Do guardian angels have birthdays, too?
every day. Good evening, welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi from Sedona. It's Raiden.
Hi, Raiden. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. They were there when I was born.
What, Antonio?
My guardian angels were there when I was born.
Yeah.
So they've been with me for 43 years.
Congratulations.
They've been with you in every life. The same ones.
Yeah. The same ones?
Yeah. The same ones. From the inception of your soul.
I welcome the next caller live here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn. Good evening.
Hi, Wynn. It sounds like you're in Nixon's cup.
It does.
I hope he doesn't spit in it.
You're close to the bottom now. You sound louder.
I don't even know who my guardian angels are.
Well, they know who you are.
And you will get to know.
You probably make them work pretty hard.
Like, I've never asked for their help until, like, last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you for asking. That's their job.
Hey, yes. Bonnie Penners isn't on the call, is she?
She's not.
Debbie Dolphin is.
Who?
Debbie Dolphin.
Debbie Dolphin.
Debbie, you see what I started?
I know. That's why I'm laughing.
Don't tell the people at your restaurant.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Nick from Perth, Western Australia. How are you?
Hello, Nick. Welcome.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Is someone else joined in? Good evening to you. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Bonnie in California.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello.
Hey, Bonnie, what's the name of your restaurant?
The Corona Depot.
Corona Depot. Do you know that you're not listed anywhere?
Yeah, well, it's the Corona Depot Bar and Grill. You can Google it.
Okay. I mean, I went on Yelp and looked for it, and it didn't show up.
Someone else joined in. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Nick again. I hung up because my phone was playing silly games. I had gremlins
back
in it. Thank you, everyone. And How is everybody today? How are we all?
Doing well.
Good. Cold.
Starting to become warm here. We're coming into summer, so I've actually had to have the aircon on a couple of times to go to sleep.
Wow.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Wanda.
Wanda, good evening.
Wanda.
Welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Wanda.
Hello.
There's the Corona Depot Bar and Grill Facebook page. And so somebody got arrested at the Corona Bar and Grill.
Did you just look it up?
Yeah.
Me too. I'm looking it up. Is it called Charlie's Corona Bar and Grill? Oh, no, that one's...
He's helping customers.
Corona Depot.
Okay. Corona Depot. Yeah,
Corona Depot. I looked up Corona Depot Bar and Grill, and on the left it has the location and what it looks like on the inside.
Do you have stand-up comedy nights?
We did for a little bit.
Now everybody is looking at it, okay?
Okay.
I see you on Yelp. You ever look on Yelp?
Oh, yes.
You know,
if I
want
to talk to
you,
yes.
Know Shyla? You know Shyla?
Shyla, yeah.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Hart, Hampton, Virginia.
Hello, Dr.
Hi,
Hart.
Dr.
Welcome.
Hart.
How are
Hi,
you?
Dr. Hart.
Hey.
That was one of the girls that got me in trouble with.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
A lot of traffic out there.
If you want to, welcome.
Yeah. I had to get him.
Is Carolyn on the call yet, by chance?
Carolyn is not here, no.
Okay.
All right.
All
right,
so,
yeah, on the whole planet.
That's what we got. So it came to, like, about 80, so I'm going to have to give you another 20 that I got.
No.
Stan is fine with me, Raiden.
I'll take a 20.
I mean, here's what's at the top of Yelp. Shyla is by far one of the best bartenders I ever met.
Yes.
You take silver and gold as well.
This is high finance.
Hi, JJ.
Hi there.
If I want to talk to Bonnie, then I could just call the number.
Bonnie, do you know Michelle?
Here we are. Say it again, man.
Bonnie, are you there?
Yes.
You know Michelle?
Yes.
Is she a bartender, too?
Yeah, she's with me. Yes.
Did you know the CO2 system was broken the other night?
Yes. Why, is that on Yelp?
And the bartender has to pour soda in cups from 2-liter
yeah,
bottles.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
The beer taps were broken, too, and I really wish the beer was colder, but good prices and hats off to the bartenders. trying to make it happen.
Yep.
Maybe the old... Maybe the owner should have been there last night and got the stuff fixed that was broke. That's the thought.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
Or is that your say? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's what it says. So, yeah.
Oh, nice. I love it.
And everybody likes Amy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her personality is always bubbly and never disappoints. She can make drinks and keep coming you back for more.
No wonder they like her.
The crispy weird chicken and rent. Good.
Here's a good one. Weird location and a little dizzy, but I love that. Bonnie, am I advertising you?
You're embarrassing me right now.
I'm embarrassing you?
Bonnie, I'm going to be there one day.
I love it.
If I come over, should I bring my guitar?
Yes.
Bonnie, it sounds charming.
It is. It's a neat little place.
Unique. It sounds unique. Like, you know, you couldn't duplicate it. It's perfect.
No, you couldn't. It's the old train station.
There you go. And what city is it?
Corona.
Oh, okay.
Is it near downtown?
Pardon me?
Is it away from downtown or near downtown?
I don't know. It's downtown. Yeah, it's downtown. There's a lot of new shopping area right across the track.
Mm-hmm.
With apartments up above the shop.
Now, Bonnie, here's a good one. This is a wonderful place, and the owner is so kind and caring.
That's the one I paid for.
Two beers and a cigarette.
Now here's a complaint. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
The bar is cool, but charging 25 cents for a lime slice is bullshit.
That I have no idea what that one was about. We would never do that. We think it was some competition.
Maybe you can answer some of those.
Right. And yeah. I do. I have.
Just tell them they were too drunk. They didn't know what they're talking about. We overserved food.
Funny.
The food looks good.
Bonnie, this is fun, isn't it?
No.
No.
Stressful.
They had a karaoke. There was no announcement or any type of indication there was a karaoke host, but the guy was having fun. Finally, a KJ came back, and I got up to put my name. He said hi, and she was not friendly. Figured she was having a bit.
That was one of the ones I answered.
You dumped her?
No, that was one of the reviews that I answered back.
And what did you answer?
I'm sorry. It won't happen again. Yeah, we're having trouble with those KJ, with the KJ, the karaoke gal.
Hi, anybody everybody on BBS. If you're listening to
anybody
this,
on BBS,
we want to know we're talking about the Corona Bar and Grill. No, the Corona Depot in Corona, California.
If anybody's hungry or thirsty, go to the Corona Depot.
Here's a good one. The place is hidden and I pondered if I should share this review. Although I may have posted something beforehand, but every time I come here, I enjoy myself, whether it's the bartender, the music, the pool table, karaoke, but never been here for Sunday to watch the games. Miranda, the bartender, is great. I like mellow dive bars and appreciate them as I get older with friendly service. This is a very old-school Corona watering hole. New owner Bonnie is friendly. I'm glad to have met her. Congrats, and I hope to see you soon.
Uh-huh. Love your sister.
That's a huge burger.
We're putting on, you know, the Elohim are paying attention, and they're putting all this attention into your bar right now. So
it needs it.
Anthony the cook does an amazing job, always running around making sure everyone is taken care of. Does he still work there?
Yeah, he was a nice kid, but I had to let him go because he was pilfering out of the kitchen.
Pilfering? No wonder he was so happy.
Yeah. And then he's trying to say, well, it's only paper plates and napkins. Really? Okay.
You got a lot of reviews. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
There's a bomb new Depot burger. It was one of the reviews, and the burger looks huge.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
I'm looking at
the burger.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get started. I mean, not that we didn't already start. I should have titled this Bonnie's Corona Depot.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lynn.
And, of course, here is somebody that said, are you kidding me? They ran out of eggs on a Sunday, waited 30 minutes and asked what the delay was, and they said, oh, sorry, no eggs.
That was before I came.
That was in 2016, right?
Yeah.
The chicken was striking.
All right. Now there's all these pictures of their food. All right. I don't know why I looked all over for that, but I didn't know it was the depot. I looked for Corona train station restaurants. And I couldn't find it. Here's a lady who picked up the phone, had a nasty attitude. She got upset because I asked if I can order food to go instead of paying the extra fees on DoorDash. She said, we're not serving food and we don't deliver. We're not a Domino's. This is a bar. You know what? Next time we'll get Dimitri and you on together, and we'll read all Dimitri's Yelp reviews at his pizza place in Massachusetts.
Goodness.
But you know what? You are pretty. You got a lot of stars, okay?
Yes.
And now that the depot is under new ownership, things are much better. The barmaids are always eager to please. Bob was the old owner, right?
Yes.
And the tacos look huge.
New owners
can't even close. Sorry. Go ahead.
And a lot of people rave about Shylock. You know that?
Yeah, she was a good bartender. She just was a little squirrely. I had to let her go because she was drunk one night. And it turned out she was one of the ones that got me in trouble last year with the undercover.
She's bossy, right?
Well, I guess, yeah. That night I let her go, she got in a, you know, altercation with one of the other girls was trying to help her, and she ended up pushing her and knocking her down and broke her wrist. Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't get sued, huh?
Well, there you go. And then she was demanding a letter of recommendation from me after I let her go. Okay.
Remind me not to own a bar.
No, I would never. I would not recommend it.
Can you imagine Terry as a bartender?
Yes.
You good?
She would come out of it. Well, when she started using the dip, that'd be a good motivator.
Yeah.
Well, at least you could serve heavenly drinks that are blessed.
That's right.
I did that one lifetime in some other realm. I served heavenly drinks. I did.
You were a bartender?
As long as you didn't give it time, it'd end up being too long.
All right, I'm going to start... I'm going to start something official. Hang on a second.
The recording has started.
This is October 28th, 2019. Lynn and Terry in Sedona. We have all these wonderful people on the call, which is being broadcast on BBS. No one else is ever going to tell me about their business that got reviewed in Yelp. I can tell that. But, you know, God, and the names keep changing on the console. Highs now is spelled like mice with an H. Who did that?
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, the call yesterday was so amazing. When sometimes things go that far out, I think there's a tendency to go unconscious, even for myself. I'll bet you guys don't even remember what it was about, right?
Yeah, I do.
Tell us.
I mean, everyone said they liked it afterwards. But you know what they said? Do you realize what they said?
I don't remember what they said, but I remember the interactive quality of it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was amazing yesterday morning.
Yeah. You remember what they said, Heis?
No.
We probably go over there and meet with them, and then we don't remember when we come back.
Well, as I recall, and I might have to listen to it again, you know, they were saying something to the effect like, don't think you're just a little group here with a few people. You are inserting a new paradigm into this realm that could change the whole realm. Something to that effect. Anybody remember that?
I'm in with the room.
Kind of familiar.
Huh?
Sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah. I mean, do you realize how big that is? It's hard. It's very hard to take that in and be responsible for it. It's nice. It's nice that it's true, but it's God. Do you want to be responsible?
But don't see it as a responsibility.
Well, it is a response. You know what? It's a responsibility in so far. Hang on. Why is Lauren calling me? Hang on a second.
But Eckhart Tolle, he expressed the other day, he said to be comfortable with not knowing, have faith.
Who said that?
Eckhart Tolle.
Uh-huh.
And you can see there's trust and there's faith. You just be comfortable in the now. He's a very, he pushes living in the now. Well, it's one of his big things, and I agree with him, being in the now and accept where you're at, what you're in.
That's good advice. I think another thing they talked about yesterday was about kind of not pinning down the Elohim and the Ra group and stuff somehow. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, not trying to put them in your back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Someone else is joining. Welcome. All right.
It was that was Lauren. I said, you know, I'm in the middle of a call. He said, oh.
What's the
number? And I don't know. I tried to tell him, but I think we got disconnected. I mean,
I mentioned another thing that I remembered they talked about was what Terry says is not putting them in the Elohim and Ra in your back pocket, or not trying to limit them. I'd let them do their thing, kind of.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They can't be controlled, okay? You have to...
Apparently we can,
well, they can't do their job if they're controlled.
Connection or something, though.
You know what?
Limiting ideas.
Even we can't be controlled. We need to be inspired. And then...
I see it.
What's that?
I was going to say what I believe they mean by that is to not stick them in your back pocket. They don't mean that seriously, but that you need to have the intention that they are out there, that they are your brother and your sister. So the same as what the what Grace was expressing. They want to be anonymous. The energy is the energetic field that they are part of that you want to move through.
Yeah, they need to be free to, you know, we're so slow over here. Everything's so slow. We tend to want to catch the butterfly and look at it for a minute.
Yeah, it seems like if our beliefs, we can limit the connection is kind of what I took out of it. Our limiting beliefs limit our ability to connect with them.
Yeah.
There's so much pressure in them.
Well, you know, what I see for myself, it's a paradox. Because we know they're there. We know they talk to us. You can't put a big oomph and say, Elohim, where are you now? You know, you can't do
that. Yeah, you're mine, Elohim. Come on, come here.
Yeah.
You can't do that. I mean, you could, but they won't respond.
It's like, they come in on the edges. They come in when you do things that require them to come in. You follow what I mean by that? In other words, when we do these calls, they come in. They help lift our vibrations. And, you know, what we have established, why this is such a breakthrough in this realm. Does anybody know why? Do you know why, Terry?
Oh, well, I mean, we're doing what Philip K. Dick indicated, and we're being really successfully communicating with them.
Mm-hmm. But from a planetary position, we have a source on the other side, sources that are huge. And when people partake of what we're doing, they come in and lift the energy. I don't do it. They do it. As a co-creation with me and Terry and with every one of you. And whether we had 50 people on the line, 500, 5,000, 50,000, you know, I don't think there's any limit to how much energy can be lifted. And we're creating a template for that. And
right. And
without any dogma, without any religion, without any belief system, without any collecting money from everybody, and we keep it, Terry and I keep it pretty pure. And you guys keep it pretty pure. You know, the only thing, I'm just scared. I kind of like the fact that we come together and we can always do this. And when I said things, you know, just happen, I don't believe that, okay? Yes, things just happen, but what things are happening, you know? It's kind of like, it's like you have to set a stage, and then when the people are on the stage, it happens. But if no one sets a stage, then nothing happens. There's no show, okay? So part of what I see my job is to set the stage and carry the vision. And if I don't do that, nothing happens, okay? I mean, we had to, you know, do a show on BBS. We started doing conference calls. And I kept saying to myself, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be available once a week to do a conference call. What am I going to talk about? Right? I don't want to be available twice a week. Oh, no, 3 times a week. And then suddenly 10 times a week, right? That's setting a stage. And if we didn't make it work energetically, if all of you didn't make it work, I wouldn't do it. Why bother? This is not like I'm here to entertain everybody and have guests on, and like I have this passion to do a show, but I do have a passion to lift the vibration of the planet and myself and the people that are attracted to this work. And all of you are helping just by the nature showing up and changing and shifting your own consciousness. You're part of a beginning, a seed. That's what they said. That, you know, that from the group soul's point of view, they have been, now I'm not saying we're going to do it, okay? We're going to do something. I don't know if we're going to change the whole planet. That's a lot to chew on, okay?
Yeah.
But we're changing part of it. And we're changing, you know, from the... Could you watch, see, is that Nixon in the background?
Sounds like Wanda.
It's Wanda? Well, Hive, if you're on the council, you can mute people. Or else we can just listen to Wanda.
I'm sorry. I forgot to mute myself. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. You're in the same category as Terry, okay?
Yeah.
That's right.
Somebody interrupted me, and I had to answer.
You're in good company.
Thank you.
I mean, I remember when we first started, they said they were the Elohim. They said they were part of the group that was connecting to the Old Testament and Mormons. And they said, well, that might be true. And I remember thinking, but I don't know if I want to know that it's true. It would be better to be just, you know, exploring it like a scientist. Could this be true? Because if I knew it was true, that's it for my life. I'd have to just spend my life. But I didn't know how to do it. I didn't want to start a religion. I didn't want to have a bunch of believers. I didn't want to be a messianic figure. And I said, well, how do you do this? How do you get this out in the world? And you guys are training me, okay? You're showing me how it works. And I'm learning. You're training Terry, okay? So, what do you think of that? Of course, now nobody's going to say anything.
We're all training each other.
We're training each other, right.
That's a rhetorical question.
We don't have to train each other in order to elevate each other.
Yeah, well, we're learning the power of group energy. We are learning that because it's not something that's taught in school.
The more we put our group together and the more we put our heads together and our hearts together, the more it multiplies instead of singly.
Yeah, well, it becomes powerful and radiant. And instead of trying to talk people into joining something, the right people will feel the energy and say, what's going on there?
Right.
Wynn, this is Phyllis. And I think that sometimes I can't remember. Well, number one, I want to thank you for setting the stage. And also, sometimes I think when you ask us, you know, what did we talk about the other day, I can't remember because it all seems so right. And it's my patients are, you know, suddenly they're not feeling pain. They're not focused on the pain. And so they forget that they have it. But from the moment they have the pain, boy, they're right on that. So it's like you help us with this interaction with the Elohim. The pain goes away, and all the right stuff flows in, and so I just feel like I just feel like things are right, and I can't remember exactly precisely what was said that made it right, but I know it's right.
Goes into your heart, and your heart is your blood, and your blood is your consciousness, and then that's why it works like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we validate it for each other. Because I think everybody is on this line that's been coming to the calls regularly didn't know what they were getting in for when they started coming.
Right.
You know? Because you can't explain it to somebody. They have to go through an experience. And then as we go through an experience, we start holding that experience for other people. It's like a reality, because it's like a new system of reality that we are establishing it in the field with our consciousness. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, one of the things that I'm doing is I'm redoing my Intelligent Infinity website. And I've had the thought to do it for a long time. But I've also been scared to do it, okay? Because I don't like to say what it is outright. I have to, like, it's tricky. Because I have to make people curious. If you say it, I can say I'm saying it kind of on this call, because we're all in the same reality together on these calls. But strangers, loads of strangers, will look at a website, and what do I say to get them curious or motivated to check out further, right? And, you know, we don't have a real system. I was thinking we could actually start a university around this, called an Infiniversity or something. And people could learn to teach the principles. Because one of the things I learned, and some of you don't know this, but you could, but it takes doing this on your part. It's not just a mental idea, that when you want to have a greater connection with the Elohim, this may not be the only way, but one way is doing this, of things that they would want to support, and then they come in. You know, the first time I realized this, and you know, this is a rather somewhat religion talks about this in the same, in different language. Like, in religion, someone becomes anointed, okay? And they become blessed, and then they carry the energy of God with them. And they've taken vows to do that. That's what's supposed to happen. Doesn't always happen, but best case scenario, that happens. So, in a sense, I wanted to give the example where I first learned this, is when we put our pendants, you know, we started to do a business. We needed to do a business. I didn't want to do a business. I said, this is so important, I just want to do this. But we had to, because Terry was going to lose her house. And so I put I made a little display, and I put the pendants in front of the display, and I took it at its local health food store, and I convinced the manager to let me set the display there. And I didn't think they would sell, truthfully. So why are they going to sell? Well, they did. They just flew off the stand. And in 2 months, they sold 80, right? The manager was totally astounded. And then we went to another store in town. And there was a father and son that owned the store. And it was called, what was it called, Terry? Mystical something? Crystal Castle. It was called Crystal Castle. Okay? And the son took the display, and at that time we were just putting everything in on consignment. And the son took the display, and the father came out chastising him and said, "What are you doing? Those things ain't gonna sell, right?"
Right.
And then the father would sit in the back office, and he'd watch the store while his son was running it, right? And then they kept calling me, "We need more pendants. We need more
And he was sitting there watching the people buying this stuff, and they went straight over there.
The father came up to me when I was delivering pendants, and he would write a check, and he said, "Wynn, I don't know how you do this. People walk in the store, and the first thing they walk up to is your little pendant display." And then I realized that the Elohim were blessing the whole deal. So, you know, I realized from their point of view, we were busting our ass to get this out into the world. And they said, "Well, I didn't ask them. I just knew it had to be true. Because otherwise, it's just we have circular pieces of metal." Now, they are charged with energy, and they do work on their own. But we were getting things like stores telling us, "I can't believe it. Your pendants are the best-selling product in the store for 3 years straight." You know?
I know. I know.
And, you know, and it's just Terry and I. And Terry was, you know, Terry was doing the best she could. But if you can imagine trying to expand the business with Terry and saying, "Oh, where did I put that?" And she spends an hour looking for something. Oh, there it is.
I know. It's like, I know I'll find it. 2 hours later, oh, here it is.
But customers love talking to her because she can't help but be loving when she talks to somebody. And So I'm saying this because you guys, if I use the religious term, I would say you're anointed, that the energy is transferred. If I was doing a church, I'd say you're now a minister. You have the power. And you do have the power. All you have to do is assume it. And how do you assume it? How do you assume the power? That's the hard one. Anyone know the answer?
I'm still back at anointed.
The answer is...
I think co-creating.
What is that?
I think co-creating.
Co-creating. Co-creation is not something you can make happen, okay? It has to come as a flow of some sort or another. You can talk about it, and then you can identify it. We're all co-creating the energy right now. And even the people on BBS are co-creating it. They don't come and talk, but you guys should sometimes, because it's kind of fun to get on the inner circle of these calls. We're not an inner circle because we are special, but because when we start to exchange energy with each other, it's a huge validation. You know, the Elohim said, and I understand this, well, I can say for myself, when I was younger, I used to think in terms of, you know, I was studying all kinds of metaphysical, spiritual things, seeing gurus, and there was this idea that one day you'd find God and you'd be enlightened, and it would shine light to everybody. Anyone ever have that idea?
Yep.
Yeah. And... it's not the right, at least from my experience, it's not the right idea, okay? Because...
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm going to go on Whole Planet Healing to greet people. So I'll see you all there.
What time is it, Antonio?
6:54 right now. 6:54.
It's what?
6:54.
654. Okay, go ahead. You know, I was just going to say, the way that I see it working is you assume they're going to help you. You assume their energy is going to be with you. And then you fake it until you make it.
Yeah.
You don't wait until you feel the energy with you and then do it. Because the energy comes with the doing. That's what I see. And that is a thing that most people don't do because they say, well, what if they think I'm a fake? I'm faking it, right? Or, but the energy follows action, not vice versa.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, I know somebody that goes, you know, that I'm going to get $1 million, and I'm absolutely certain, but, you know, need some action to make it happen.
I'd like to say something.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, for me, I just do it. And then I find out, as a result of doing it, what I've just experienced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it takes a certain amount. You know, when Hive said, well, it just happens, okay? It's like, it looks like it's just happening. Like we're on this call, and it's just happening. Look at this beautiful feeling we have and this energy we have. But at some point, I had to fake it until I made it, you know? And I had to see how it worked to know that if I stepped into the ring, they would always step into the ring with me. It's like when I did that first talk in San Diego in 2004, and I could see the light energy in the room. I said, well, will that be there the next talk? You know, maybe this is just a one-time shot. No, it was there the next talk. It was there every single time I gave a talk. And I started to understand that they would track me. And if you're a pure heart and you want to lift the vibration, like if you're walking around saying, I'm going to see God in everybody today, and I'm going to relate to God and everybody today. And you can do that. You don't do it by talking about God. You do it by the way you greet them, the kind word you say. And suddenly the energy shifts. I can wake up in the morning funky, and I can talk to certain people. And in the course of the conversation, the energy shifts. Not everybody. In fact, not most people, but certain people. And you know what? It shifts for them, too. See, we need each other to create the reflection of the divine back to us, which gives us the ability to hold the energy of that and bring it in. It's the when two or more are gathered syndrome. In any case.
Yeah, but there's danger in that because if you, like with me, you know, it's like I just say, well, you know, the energy's going to shift, you know, and they're robbing me blind. And well, it's going to shift, it's going to shift. And they're lying and it's going to shift.
Well, you have to keep your discernment up because you can't do that with everybody. You can't, because there's a free will aspect to it. Yeah, you can't cast your pearls before swine. And if you assume that somebody's going to shift, you know, that may not happen.
Right.
I mean,
I found that out.
I could have assumed that I was going to stay awake on all the whole planet healing calls, and that didn't happen, you know? And I could have said to myself, I can't do this. I'm holding too much energy. My system can't stay awake. And yet all you people kept holding the energy when I did that.
Wake up, Lynn. It's almost over.
Yeah. Everybody's going to not come back tomorrow, right?
I wanted to share.
Well, we can share it on the whole planet healing, okay?
Right.
See you all in a moment. However many of you show up.
Thank you.
Okay.
Myself, good everyone.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.